VOA News. Some U.S. sanctions against Iran that had been eased under the nuclear deal in 2015 are now back in place. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
3 months after President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the nuclear accord, he's reimposed sanctions, targeting, among other things, transactions involving American dollars and Iran's automotive sector, with more sanctions to come in 3 months. The president tweets, "Anyone doing business with Iran will not be doing business with the United States," adding, "I am asking for world peace, nothing less." European allies are upset by the move, saying the nuclear accord was doing the job of limiting Iran's nuclear program. The EU has moved to protect European businesses from the sanctions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
On November 5th, the United States is due to resume sanctions against Iran's energy-related transactions, as well as business conducted by foreign financial institutions with the Central Bank of Iran. President Trump's tariffs against China are causing a maker of television sets in South Carolina to lay off nearly all of its employees because of the sudden increase in the price of components for its products. The Element TV company will let 126 workers go, most of them on October 5th, leaving behind a skeleton crew of 8 employees to watch the factory in hopes it can reopen in 3 to 6 months. President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton accused North Korea Tuesday of failing to move ahead with denuclearization promised by the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un at his Singapore summit in June with Mr. Trump. Bolton told Fox News, "What we really need is not more rhetoric. What we need is performance from North Korea on denuclearization." This is VOA News. Human Rights Watch said